Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Stephanie Owen, the CEO of the NWFA, the National Wood Flooring Association. Stephanie, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks for having me.
You know, we did an interview 366 days ago, so we're kind of in a little rhythm here, aren't we?
Feels good.
The reason we're talking this time of year is because we're just a week away from your big show. This year, it's in Orlando. A little background on you, though, first. You started out your career as a teacher and then joined the NWFA 11 years ago to lead their education area of the trade association, then stepped in as the leader of the organization about a year ago, right?
That's correct. Started with NWFA about 11 years ago, started the online university, and then worked with membership for a while, also our Education and Research Foundation board, and then, yes, took over the role officially in August as the CEO.
Rolling Stone gathers no moss. I ran into you at the Dallas regional market, so you're definitely getting out there and keeping your finger on the pulse of the business. So let's talk about that. How's the wood flooring business doing right now?
I think it continues to be very challenging. The first quarter this year seems like we've got a lot of other variables that are challenging for us. Last year, it seemed like we were battling tariffs and the housing market, right? But it was just those two elements. This year, now we're challenged with the war, gas prices, interest rates, stock market. Tariffs are still an issue. Housing market's still a concern. So I would say quarter one is still very soft, but this industry continues to be so resilient. It's encouraging that they continue to be strong. You know, wood is always going to be a favored product in somebody's home. Like, that's the desired product. So I think we still have a great story to tell. It's just challenging at the moment for the industry.
The consumer that's out there shopping right now is the one with a little bit more money, and they kind of lean toward traditional materials. They listen to their realtor who tells them that if they put in wood floors, it'll help the value of their home and help resale value down the road. So we're talking to some people who are saying that wood's holding its own, even though overall the business is still soft, right?
Correct. Yeah. And I think we're starting to kind of see a little bit of a pendulum swing too with LVP products that have been in the home now long enough that they're actually starting to be replaced. What they thought was maybe a value proposition to them 5 or 6 years ago, now they're looking at that product and going, oh, wow, now I have to replace it. So let's look now towards the category of real wood, where you're not replacing it at the frequency that you have to on some of those wood lookalike products.
So let's talk about the show that starts next week in Orlando at the Orange County Convention Center, April 21 to the 23rd. I know you have pre-expo sessions, and then Tuesday afternoon at 4:30, you start with opening session and awards. The theme this year is Ignite Your Passion. Tell us about some of the highlights, the people who are going, including me. What are some things we need not to miss?
Well, we've got a lot of new things down this year that are really exciting. Last year, we really tried to lean into storytelling. It was more member focused than it has been in a lot of years. And we got a lot of great feedback from just the opening session and how it kind of set the stage for the rest of the week. And we're doing a lot more of that this year. We've got a lot of awards, of course, the Wood Floor of the Year in the opening session, but we've got a lot of other awards. We've got some individuals we're recognizing in the Hall of Fame, emerging leaders, even some of our other awards in community service, Vanguard. So we'll have a lot of members coming and going off the stage, really celebrating them and kind of hoping to spark that continued passion for the industry and that storytelling. Outside of that, we are bringing in some architect design content this year. We've got a couple of designers that are coming in to lead a session for us on kind of connecting design intent with job site realities. And then Karen Espreya will also be in our booth answering questions and answers from attendees. So that's really exciting. And then connecting to that, the next day we have another panel that we're bringing in local architect design students to, connecting those students with the wood flooring industry. So kind of getting on the ground floor with some of these people that are going to be making decisions on whether wood is a product of choice in someone's home or even in other spaces. We've also got our emerging leaders reception, manufacturer and distributor reception, just a number of networking pieces that I think is what NWFA does best. I've said this many times over the last year, is that I think as an organization, the thing that we offer the that we do best is creating spaces for our industry to rub shoulders and to learn and to network and to grow. Even just the reception after the opening session where you're rubbing shoulders with somebody and you start to learn about their challenges or their successes and things that you can take and build connections and actually build your business.
A couple of things, you know, wood flooring is traditionally sold through distribution. So there's a lot of distributors that come to this meeting. And this A&D dimension that you bring in, I applaud that because the specifiers, they love natural products. And so that should be interesting to watch. This show, too, is known as a craftsman show. A lot of people who put knee pads on every morning and actually are very good at putting these floors in, they like to come to this show. Talk about the exhibit hall. Do you have some new exhibitors? How's that shaking out?
Yeah, we've got about 200 plus exhibitors on the trade show floor. We have 30 new companies that are brand new to the NWFA Expo this year. What's next in the industry? And there's just a plethora of information at your fingertips. A number of our exhibitors are doing live demos. The distribution, what's interesting this year is that we're bringing back something that they did years and years ago, is that before the trade show opened, we're actually allowing the distributors to come in to interact with the manufacturers on Thursday morning so they can do business without the contractors in the space. You know, those conversations are different, manufacturer to a distributor versus manufacturer to a contractor. So allowing them to have space to have those conversations, because you're right, most of the business is handled through that channel. But the manufacturers and connecting with the contractors on their products is also a key part of the business, because those contractors are going to be driving what's in the distribution channel. So it's so much connected tissue.
I encourage anybody who's planning to go to look at the website to make sure that you preview all of the different sessions, because there's a whole lot out there, several pages of it. Now, let me ask you, there's some changes in the organization. I know Brett Miller retired to go over to Old Wood. Who did you backfill with that position?
We just recently brought on Matt Casey. His last tenure was 20 plus years with Bona. He managed their marketing and also did some on-site work with a lot of contractors and such. So he's coming as our technical services officer. He started March 1, so this will be his first show on the other side of the curtain. So super excited for Matt to come on.
Okay, Stephanie, thanks for spending time with us and our listeners, and tell us what's going to happen next week in Orlando. Look forward to seeing you on Tuesday. Again, been talking to Stephanie Owen, the CEO of the NWFA, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.